Discovery.
It's an important archive. Then presumably, like the National Lottery, will be chipping in 12 million quid for this one.
Just to stop me reading stuff out from it again. The thing is, I always used to dream of writing my own autobiography, and I'm getting fed up and I can't be bothered. So
I bet you practiced your autograph when you were about 9, didn't you?
I used to keep lots of little tickets thinking, this will look really good on the bits in the middle of the autobiography that are sort of, you know,
you
ephemera.
And, from you and my Bill youth. Wyman both.
Yeah. So I can't be bothered to write one. I'll just read the stuff out on National Radio and think that'll be just as good. I'll do it in installments.
Right. So set the scene then.
What town,
where were you living?
I was in Northampton. And I was aged 7 at the beginning of the year, but aged 8 by the 4th of March.
Big house, posh house, rich family, poor people?
No, very much the kind of new estate that was built in the 60s in Northampton, in so Abington Vale.
Right, and it was built on a sewage farm, and yet was somehow called Corngold Meadow.
Yes, exactly that. It was Winsford Way. All the areas from the West Country, I think, so there was Biddeford Close, and lots of places all based on, you know, Ilfracombe.
They used to do that, they like build tower blocks, yeah. And think if we call it Coniston House, no one will realise it's a dump, you know, they'll
think it's beautiful. We never realised.
Right.
So we used to ride our bikes around the block quite a lot. Well, you find out a lot more from the details in my diary, which I will read you verbatim.
Right, well, we've picked some, and you've got some tour diary to do later on, haven't you, Lyle, which is inspired. Your Days in the Fall, is it?
Yeah.
Paran Nights.
Yeah.
Right, okay, but first we'll have... I might just do one of the poems after this. Oh, one minute, lost my pen now. Right, Andrew, I'll give you some sensitive music.
Okay, and just stop me when you're fed up.
Right, okay, then.
Stop.
Oh, that is nice. Okay.
Sorry. Start again.
Start the music again. Sorry. I'm going
to
start on
I was going to wait about 10 seconds to do that sad joke, but you know, you got him before me.
Sorry. You boys.
Timing.
Wednesday, the 10th of January, 1973. Today, Paul Milner brought his magic set to school, and he had me as an assistant. That's the end of that day.
It's a big day, wasn't it?
Thursday, the 11th of January. Today, I went to Catherine Leese's party. Kathy Knights went too, and loads more. I won a game, but I've forgotten what it was.
You're a rat ass, aren't you? Three tizers.
Sunday, the 14th of January. Today, me and my brother went to the park with Dad. We put our old kit on, and we both played Dirt Collectors.
Start them young.
Oh, dear. Can I go on?
This is fantastic. Go on, one more, Andrew.
Thursday, the 25th of January. Nearly every day, my tooth bleeds. My drug hell. Nearly every day, my tooth bleeds, and today was one of those days. So it means that soon my tooth will come out. I've had one tooth out on its own, and I've had five teeth out at the dentist. That makes 6 altogether.
Brilliant.
Bright even then, buddy.
Can't beat it.
Bright even then.
Move over, Samuel Pete.
Okay, no, that is fantastic.
Well, can I do one more?
Hang on a minute, right. Stop the music. Hang on, you'll have to wait for the music to get ready again. And I'll fill seamlessly because it's not going to do it.
I'll tell you it anyway.
Oh,
February the 5th.
Oh, no, it's not the same without the music,
all
Andrew.
Right.
I'll wait, Phil.
It'll be a long night.
Right. It's just the continuation of the tooth story. You need to hear the outcome, don't you?
Well, you do, really.
Monday, the 12th of February. Today, my tooth started wobbling. It will come out tomorrow because I'm taking some toffees to school for lunch. There you go. Guess what happens next?
Well, worth waiting. I mean, that is a cliffhanger, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That is going to keep people tuned in for that. Well, I think the only thing I can do is read one of my adolescent poems. Because, as I say, I found these when my mum was moving out and, they fell out of a sort of some ceramic monstrosity. And, most people's adolescent poems, because we all wrote them, didn't we? Well, you didn't. I know you didn't.
Badger baiting.
And most people, you look back and they're just embarrassing. And funnily enough, you know, I don't know, I was a wordsmith even then, and they're just brilliant. And they really say something. And the trouble is, there's so many good ones to choose from. So I think, do you fancy 3,000 people or Misty Street?
Misty Street.
Misty Street.
A wise choice, if I may say. Right. I've got my music here. What are you laughing? I'm not done anything yet. I'm not.
Stop.
What? No, right. I look down from my window to the Misty Street below. A tall black figure stands dominating my view. I know not where he comes from or where he goes to. Well, I wonder if I should. He smashes a glass bottle. A vapour rises quickly, spreading, covering my sight. Blacking out my bullseye pane, I know not where he comes from or where he goes to. I wonder if I should. What? No, stop it. There's another verse yet.
I thought it was a punchline.
This is a good line. The window is my password to he. If I was outside, I would never see. I don't get that. The vapour would cover my eyes. It would be useless. I know not where he comes from or where he goes to. Wonder if I should.
Oh, no. Hey. Oh, trap that, wasn't
it? Superb. Who needs Will Self?
Quality item, quality item. So we'll have more diary stuff and more poems a bit later on. Right, now they're all gone out to watch Supergrass. Yeah, the extracts.